Welcome back once again to the Quality Time Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Eric Woodworth, and boy, what a wonderful show we have here. And by wonderful, I mean very much thrown together because we had a guest cancel on us, and this is what we came up with. We were going to watch a movie, and then we were like, we want to still save this movie for the guest who canceled, so we're like, So what we ended up doing was going over some music videos and reviewing them, and it ended up being a pretty fun ep. I hope you guys enjoy. But if I could ask you, from the bottom of my heart, with absolute sincerest kindness, just exuding from pores, hop on the iTunes, the Stitcher, or whatever platform you listen to us on and drop us a 5-star rating. It means the world to us, costs you absolutely nothing. So, without further ado, get strapped in, turn the volume up to 11, and get ready for the breakdown of a bunch of Batman songs.
Kiddies, it's your old pal, the Crypt Keeper. This is a big shout out to my friends at Quality Time Podcast.
We recap what's happening in our lives, and you know, we can apologize to the fans. We can do all
see,
that.
How you can get under my skin just to start some shit today.
I haven't gotten
start doing some Jeff impersonations.
Hey, so. Jer, let's look. Hey, my name is Jeffrey, and welcome back to the Quality Time Podcast.
Welcome to my living hell.
Welcome back to the Quality Time Podcast. I'm filling in for Eric today. My name is Jeff Reber, and I'm here with Jeremy, my best nephew. Hey, Jeremy, do you got a... Do you ever come across like a carburetor for a Yamaha lawnmower? Because that's what I'm really looking for right now.
You know, Jeff, let me. I think I got one for you. That's what was just coming out of my ass right this second. I just so happened to have it. Oh my gosh! By the way, the online battle between my two fellow thespians actors, Edward X. Young. And John Link.
Okay, Edward X and John Link. And you're Jeremy Woodworth. We'll introduce you. I'm Eric Woodworth. Yes. Thanks. Welcome.
I'm Jeremy without any extra funny character this week.
So you're thespian actors, John Link, a homeless man who we've recapped multiple times over the last couple of months.
Well, you can't say he's really homeless because he does have a storage locker that he does stay in.
Yeah, he's got
like a home.
He's got a legit storage locker. I mean, he's not like one of those street bums that lives in the middle of Mount Vernon
it's not like cardboard or by the side of some building. It's actually he pays to be in an actual storage locker.
Hey, you know, Jeremy, you know that part, and I'm sorry to, I know we're talking about John Link, we'll get back to him in a second.
Sure.
But homeless people, you know that off ramp for 83 near the stadium where all the homeless people were camped out at for like years and years? It's like the shanty town that's underneath the exit ramp for 83.
I've never really seen it. I think that's pretty close to where the window washer your boys like to hang out though.
That is true. No, but underneath the bridge that goes up towards the stadium there's a huge like encampment of people that just live underneath the road there, and apparently went by the city cleaned it all out. There's none, that whole homeless town is of people under there is gone, but they didn't like put them anywhere else. They're just all over the city now.
Oh, yeah.
So like my friend sent me this picture, and it's right in like the main strip, you know, when you go over the bridge, come down 83 into the city, like, I forget what the road it turns into there. Anyway, there's just a guy who had his whole setup in the median of the stoplight.
Oh my God.
So he had his bed, he had a drum set, he had everything. He was just sleeping in the middle of the road, just like in the median. Oh, it was so good.
You said drum set.
He had a whole drum set.
Now, are this is like a real drum set or just like a plastic?
I'm talking like Ludwig style eight-piece drum kit that he had next to his giant bed and his cooler and everything in the middle of like four lanes of traffic.
You know, I really feel sorry for a homeless guitarist, but a guitar is pretty easy to move about. It's hard to move your, like, in your entire drum set.
Yeah,
it's just like, it's a bum.
Can you imagine, like, you finally do the right thing, like hitchhiking, you put your thumb out and you're like, oh, let's just, you know what, let's do a good thing, let's pick this guy up. And then all of a sudden he goes behind a bush and starts unloading his
drum
set.
Oh my gosh, he's a drummer. No. Unless he's one of those minimalist drummers, like the drummer from the Stray Cats, you know.
Just a crash
and a snare. That's the minimalist drummer. So
that's all you need sometimes. It's all you need to keep the beat.
Hey, sexy and 17, you know.
Hey, but back to, so John Link and Edward X, they're you're saying there's an internet feud between these two gentlemen.
It's gone on like Abbott and Costello for years now, but Edward tried to be nice, tried to be charitable to the little street bum, but now whenever Link just posts some nasty neat meme against Trump, he just goes straight for the neck. He's like, John Link has lice. And the worst thing is, it's not that John...
So John is an avid liberal gentleman, and obviously Edward Young X is very, very staunch, staunch Republican conservative.
He calls himself an anarchist and a Satanist, and...
I don't like Trump because he's not enough for Satan!
I was like, well, if Trump is Satan, that means you should be friends with him and agree with everything he says.
No! He's not my kind of Satanism! So.
My Satan loves abortions!
The other thing is, it's not just that Link has lice, he refuses to bathe, and kind of he can't bathe, and it's like he won't bathe unless he has a bath. He can't shower because he hates showers. He thinks it's too cold, and he
won't put water on me. Are you saying it's like trying to, like, he has the same cleaning method as like a cat? Like he can't even clean himself.
He's gotten funky and not taken a bath or any cleaning for like 3 months for some time. And his brother will tell him his brother already told us how he's caught him actually chewing on his lice to try to kill them. So, when I say lice, I mean his crabs.
This
so.
Is called self-sustaining. Let me just get another one. They eat me, I eat them.
It's frightening.
Who runs Shantytown?
It's frightening. You kind of take any sort of, kind of a fight or any kind of, like, say, for instance, you disagree with your friend. Mm-hmm. You know, your friend is kind of like your equal, and you'll take kind of advice from. But if it comes from John Legs, like, shut the fuck up, you bum! You're fucking full of lice. It's like it's kind of like, yeah, you know that guy? He disagreed with you. Yeah, he's a fucking crackhead. Fuck him. You know, that's the way it's gone now. So.
I like it, man. I mean, that's unfortunate. I hope that you think they'll be able to mend it up. Maybe we could have him on the show and see if we could mend the bridge between the two of them.
Well, Edward's been taking care of him for years, driving him back and forth and treating him like his own child. But even a wayward child has his limits that you can take care of. So it's sad but true. So as Metallica would say,
what do you think we could do to turn John Link's life around?
Lock him up in some sort of medical hospital or some state hospital where people will actually take care of him because he can't take care of himself.
What if...
Also, he can't get up on his own. He's like a turtle on his back because of his stroke and his one side that doesn't work anymore. Arm that doesn't work anymore.
What if we just, like, maybe did the most humane thing? We just you know, drive him out real far into the hills of West Virginia. We let him out of the car.
Like a cat.
Yeah, like a cat. You know, like a stray cat, you can't take care of him anymore.
Hey, we got to pull over a second. If you need to take a pee, go right over there in the forest. Like, all of a sudden, drive away as fast as possible. So.
He howls.
What was the movie 300 where you just take the old people out to the mountain somewhere, or like a small child's like, hey, if the wolves don't eat him, he's stronger for it, you know? Good job.
Well, they had I don't know if you've ever watched the show Norseman, Jeremy. Have you seen the show Norseman?
No.
It's very good. You'd probably like it a lot. Imagine The Office, okay? The show The Office, but now replace all the characters with Vikings who just nonchalantly talk about rape and murder all the time, okay? But there's a scene in, like, the first episode where Olaf or something has to take the old people from the town, and they're like, well, here's your trip to Valhalla, and it shows the first guy, and he jumps off, like, this giant cliff to go kill himself. And the rest of the old people are like, you know, we were thinking that maybe we don't want to go see Valhalla just yet. And they're like, what do you mean? He's like, Valhalla's right on the other side. He was like, yeah, but we were thinking, like, maybe we could just wait a little bit longer until we go see Valhalla. And he was like, well, I mean, you're making... The younger guy's like, you're making a lot of sense, but, I mean, I'm going to get into a lot of trouble. He's like, oh, don't worry. We won't come back to the city. We'll stay out here in the woods. So they all just continue living. And so the other guy's worried that they're going to find out he didn't go and kill all the old people in the town. It's a nice storyline that plays itself out through the show.
Why did the Norsemen sound a lot like a Russian? So
no, they sound kind of like this. So, you know, when we go out to... No, they do their O's like this.
Sound,
you know,
like Dennis Petrov, so...
That's not how... No, because the Russians were more like, you know, they talk a little bit lower. They take a little bit more with the K's and the G's and the, like that. When the Norse... Our people, Jeremy, people...
I'm not throwing any stones. I don't do impersonations, you know, that much better, so...
You know, my name is Olaf. And, you know, I'm like a 6 feet-ish band or whatever.
There you go.
I'm not trying to do too much of Mike Myers, you know.
Should be closer to, like, Swedish.
Well, Mike Myers, I think, has ruined that accent because that, first of all, it's racist, Goldmember, right now. Can we cancel that right now? Because that is not indicative of the black metal that I listen to.
Most shameful thing I've done in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Was meeting the little guy from the new Leprechaun movie as something named Porco. Lyndon Porco, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or Porco Lyndon.
Yes.
Right after he gave an award at the New Jersey Horror Con, when I walked by him in my clown outfit, I said, get in my belly, you leprechaun. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah, much like fat lard ass from the, you know, Mike Myers movies.
That's pretty good.
What was his name? Fat Lard Ass?
Fat Lard Ass?
Fat Bastard.
Fat Bastard. There you go. Jeremy Woodworth. Yes. That was his name. Is there any other cool stories that have happened with me? I worked on my deck yesterday, Jeremy,
and
what can only be described as melting heat. Got a majority of it painted. I don't know if you peeked out there on your way in.
I saw about like a half or a quarter the other day.
We got a bunch of it done.
I came and stole the power washer back.
Yeah, that wasn't helpful to me. So I probably could have used that power washer, but you know what? Hey, don't worry. I was able to persevere.
I almost could have brought it back to you the same night.
I don't think I've sweated this much. I don't think I remember it ever being this hot in Maryland. I mean, am I wrong on this, Jeremy? Was yesterday the hottest day that it's ever existed in this state?
No. That's all for millennials and young people. There's definitely been hotter days. But I went to the Goodwill yesterday. And boy, that place was barely air conditioning, and I am sweating my balls off just trying to shop. Like, oh, look at these CDs. Oh my gosh, there's so much sweat in my eyes I can't see anymore. Get me the hell out of here. Get me into my truck again where it's real air conditioning. Oh my gosh, I'm literally in that Goodwill for like 10 minutes because I couldn't stand it anymore. I'm looking at everybody else, and I'm like, okay, everybody else isn't sweating like they're going to die. I'm the only person in this store who looks like he's going to die from sweat, so... Oh, it was good.
That's cool, man. You know, and that's the thing. When you go, this wasn't just some regular thrift store. This was a Goodwill, and you expect the highest quality of customer service.
Actual air conditioning to be on.
I expect a more from, you know what, a Salvation Army. Maybe I expect this kind of treatment.
I hate to say I walked back out after making a purchase because I had to make two trips back to my truck, and I'm like, oh, it is at least 10 degrees cooler inside this shop. Then it's only like 85, 90 inside there. Gosh, it was hell. It was hell.
I dig that.
I'm trying to look for a job.
What did you end up getting? Oh, you were looking for a job at the Goodwill?
No. I was shopping.
Okay.
I did make a little bit of money in the last 2 weeks. But I realize I'm looking for jobs now. I'm like, do I really want a job that's outside at all? I want to be a freaking clerk or something working at a GameStop. I don't even care if I'm making $10 an hour. At least I'm inside.
Yeah, and GameStop would be pretty sweet. I think GameStop could be your place.
I am a Twin Galaxies record holder on many old school games.
Are you going to put that on your application to GameStop?
who else owns three Vectrex, motherfuckers?
Do you think that's what, like, you know, like NFL stars that are on the outs, they have, like, apply for dicks? He's like, I'm a Super Bowl champion. Do you think that helps them?
I'm like the biggest cocky bully where I'll be like, oh, you think you can beat me on Frog Bog? Bring it on, bitch.
Oh, man. Don't start any more Frog Bog fights, Cher.
I am the Frog Bog master.
It was my wife saying goodbye to me.
Bye-bye.
She's leaving. Anyway, and we're still here.
Forever.
Now we have a couple of Joe Robinson's corrections. Okay, here it is. So, by the way, Joe texted me this. I'm just going to read you most of the text thread from here.
He really hates my punctuation that I don't use enough when I text him. Which he never answered me back.
Yeah, you know, Jeremy has feelings, Joe. We're not just here, your fucking monkeys, to do all your goddamn bidding, okay?
It's okay. I prefer to feel like a loser.
I do a pretty good job. Every Monday, the episode comes out at noon, okay? I schedule it to be released at noon every Monday. Joe, at 7 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning, okay? He goes, where the fuck is quality time? And I explained to him it drops at noon every day. Anyway, so...
I figure he would have known this by a year by now.
Here he goes. Joe's first reaction. Ugh, Rick James wrote Party All the Time. I guess I said it was Eddie Murphy.
Well, Eddie Murphy sang it.
Eddie Murphy sang it, but I mean, it's an Eddie Murphy song. I'm not even sure this is a correction at all. Anyway.
Well, Rick James, I think, did probably write it.
He also wrote songs for and produced the Mary Jane Girls.
Yes, of course. Is that a correction or just more information?
I guess so. And this is just Joe just flexing his music knowledge on us, I think. I think he's just flexing.
He's a DJ on a real radio station.
He has big song, In My House, which has been sampled 100-plus times. He goes, ugh, there isn't a guy named Wang Chung.
I'm pretty sure the lead singer is Wang Chung.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is it.
My other favorite singer is actually Pink Floyd.
Yeah,
so.
You know who my favorite singer is Oingo Boingo. He's my favorite, and I love Oingo.
That's when I go there, I'm like, hey, where's Pink, everybody? Woo-hoo, he's my favorite singer. So,
Dance Hall Days was a huge hit, he says.
Yes.
I don't think anybody was saying it wasn't, Joe. Jesus. Jeremy pronounces Carte Blanche like Rue McClanahan's character from The Golden Girls. Carte Blanche.
Carte Blanche.
Okay. He says that's at the 34-minute mark.
I can't believe I actually said the word Carte Blanche.
He also... we also need to give a big... we also need to give a big shout out to Joe, who is the first contributor to Baby Eater, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. First
That's
five
pretty
bucks.
Exciting. He's the one who coughed up the first dough to make your dreams come true.
And spit on me at the same time. So.
I got it to the... Yes, because what was the comment that he left, Jeremy?
That there'll be no chance that this film will ever get made. So. Sorry.
He's
15% done, baby.
So, yeah, it is pretty exciting. Thanks, Joe, for your $5 donation. But we're up to $40 now, Jeremy.
You know,
$40.
$5 will buy almost an entire rack of ribs.
Every dollar that you donate is a dollar that I don't have to spend to help make this movie happen. So please,
because obviously
donate
you,
to Phobia.
Apparently you've invested $500 into this already.
No, I probably invested at least $100, though, roughly.
What did you invest in again?
The ribs, and what else did I have to run around and go get that same day?
When did you get ribs?
For the shoot.
Oh, yeah, you actually did buy ribs that one shoot, yes. That was at least $15, okay.
I mean, we filmed it on my camera. That's a major investment right there. I mean, let's not get carried away. There's been some money on
I don't know where the $500 went, so.
Jeremy, so originally you started this.
Well, your time and your acting are worth the most so
right,
far.
Right, thank you.
Which literally you've definitely put at least $200 to $300 of acting time into it.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now Jeremy, you set the GoFundMe originally at $1,000, and then
I sent it. I was either questioning either $10,000 or $15,000.
Well, originally it was $1,000, and then
no.
What are you denying that it was that at one time?
I told Joe that if I get even $1,000, that I will try to get certain celebrities to do cameos in the film.
No, stop right there. It was $1,000.
No.
I logged on and looked at it, and it was for $1,000 at one time.
Half hour, maybe.
Okay, well, that's what we're saying. It was at one time that much. Okay, but then we logged back on, and then it was $15,000.
Yes.
So you got $5, and then so what it looked like. All right, just to me and Joe and the rest of us is that originally your goal was $1,000, but as soon as somebody donated $5, you're like, I gotta bump this up. We're getting too close to the goal.
No.
We got to get it up to 15K now.
No, I don't even think that I did start it at 1,000. I literally was going to question 10 or 15, but number one, 90% of that money would go to the actors, and then the other 25% or whatever, 90 plus 25. Okay, let's say 75 to the actors and 25% to go to special effects. So,
Jeremy, how much do you think if Baby Eater does get? I'm gonna be on your team here.
Yes.
When Baby Eater gets made, how adversely do you think it'll affect me being able to be booked as a comedian?
I think you'd be one of the funniest comedians in all of
Baltimore.
All
right,
Baltimore,
yeah.
So.
I'm worried. Have you written any more script or dialogue for it yet?
Yes.
What's the next shoot? What can we tease to the listeners to get them wet for what's going to happen next?
I actually had a fellow older thespian who donated himself as a role and said, "Hey, I really want to be like the NSA guy who tries to help Detective Mullet try to find him." So I can totally give away the scene where he's explaining how what a genius you are and why you're always two steps ahead of the law. And of course, like, you know what he's probably doing right now? He's probably breaking into some mainframe, working as a janitor or something, so he can put his app on and totally get as many babies killed as he can for his empire of baby eating. And as soon as the NSA doctor hits his pipe with a smug look on his face, you cut to you. You're in a Walmart checking out Battlefield Earth. Like, no way, man! Battlefield Earth.
All right, we don't want to give away all the bits from it.
So
to me,
that would be the
that actually
is
going to be
right
pretty
there.
Funny.
So.
That actually does. That's a good bit, Jeremy. I like.
So we're gonna have to invest in a copy of DVD of Battlefield Earth. That's gonna be at least another $5.
Okay.
So.
All right.
You can't count on it being in the actual bin in a Walmart. So. And I just want that perfect gorilla scene of like, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're making a movie. Oh, we're making a movie in your Walmart. You just fucking asked him whether we can do this. Get the fuck out of here. We're not making a movie in our Walmart, you bastards.
Oh, it's cool, man. Yes. It's cool. All right.
And we might have to invest in your mullet wig because I know you're not going to have your mullet forever. So.
I'm not going to have my mullet forever, but
that could be another $10 right there.
Let me talk off air. I think I got to work around script wise where we could just make it work out. Okay.
Yes.
I got to work around. So, You know, Jeremy, we had a special request from one of our listeners that asked us to review something. We haven't done it yet, but he asked us to review a music video. And I was thinking, we've never done this on the show
before. Music video episode.
Well, truth be told, we were supposed to have an episode lined up, and it would probably be the next one, but our guest canceled. And we didn't. The movie that this guest was going to come in and do was very specifically chosen for him and his talent. So now we didn't want to do this movie without him. So now we're stuck trying to produce an episode now.
A black movie with a black actor. Was a very, very
I didn't
good
think that
black actor.
I don't know why you had to mention the blackness. I didn't know why you had to add that in. But now it's a thing. Now it's in there. Now we can't unpeel that onion.
I'm sorry to mention that he's black.
Okay, this is black. No, it was a good comedian.
I love him.
It was our good comedian friend, Todd Fleming. He had to call out at the last minute. But we were going to do the Denzel Washington movie, Fallen, if you guys haven't seen it. It is a classic from 1996 or something like that.
I'm trying to think of the most uncomfortable bad black movie we could choose. It's like, hey, you're black. We figured we'd watch this really bad movie for you. Like, you bastard honk.
Hey, we're trying to act really woke when Todd comes over. Like, as soon as he comes in, I'm watching 12 Years a Slave. I'm like, oh, Todd, sorry, I didn't know you were here yet. You know, I really like to familiarize myself with the atrocities of the world. That's just a thing that I do. My bad.
I'm watching this movie. Slavery was really bad.
You know,
I can't believe it.
I'm going to take a stance against it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't care what anybody says. Anyway, hey Todd, what's up? You like?
I don't know about you, but Jordy LaForge seems completely over it now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. If I got to be honest with you, LeVar Burton not treated fairly as an actor over the years. Okay, reading Rainbow. I mean, to infer that a black person has to learn how to read, get out of here. I don't like it. I think it's subversively racist. Okay.
When I saw him at the Valley Forge Star Trek show, he was wearing a Roots T-shirt. And, of course, my favorite line.
Yeah, this is LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow and Jordy LaForge from Star Trek TNG.
And LeVar Burton, who decided to come into the Q&A with Michael Dorn, the other black actor on Star Trek Next Generation, as Worf. And when he came into the back of the auditorium, he said, Mr. Dorn, can you tell me what it was like being a black man in space? All these actors from Next Generation apparently had a great time and loved each other and riffed off each other for years. And of course, what's his name? Jonathan Frakes, who referred to Patrick Stewart only as Old Baldy.
Old Baldy.
So.
You know, I think Jonathan Frakes, we can all agree, his greatest work was Fact or Fiction, okay? The best show that's ever existed.
I love First Contact.
Did you never
see directed?
Did you ever used to watch Fact or Fiction, Jeremy?
No.
With Jonathan Frakes?
Is that kind of like 9-1-1?
Frakes. Hold on, I'm going to pull
this
up.
Is that kind of like bullshit or not?
Yes, yes.
Did I take this job for a quick buck?
Yes.
Bullshit. Was Nessie actually Jack the Ripper?
Here you go.
It's false. No way. Not this time. Created. Not this time. No. Not this time. It's totally made up. Pure fiction.
They have lots of compilations now of...
We made this one up. It's a made-up tale. It's a total fabrication.
I'm trying to find the one.
Aliens actually invented cheese.
Have you ever walked out
somebody put this together, mm-hmm. And it's a compilation of just Jonathan Frakes.
Jonathan Frakes.
So the opening of every segment, he always posed a question to it. He was like, "Have you ever been to a place like this?" Right, and just somebody made a compilation from Fact or Fiction of it. It's so good. Here, listen.
Have you ever walked out of a mall into a huge parking area and realized you'd forgotten where you parked your car? Ever gone mountain biking? What do you want to be when you grow up? What's the right tip? Have you called a plumber to your home lately? I'll put this in for you.
Jeremy can't contain himself.
I've never called a plumber. What the hell is that?
How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery? Do you display this as a trophy? Do you have a pet? Do you have a sweet tooth? Do you believe in the power of a curse? Have you had your hearing tested lately? Planning a trip soon? Can you remember the tallest man you've ever seen?
Do you love to go a-wandering beneath a clear blue sky?
Have you noticed what big stars real estate agents have become?
Are you careful with your personal records? Does your computer ever seem to have a mind of its own? Have you ever visited the Chinatown section in a major city?
Have you ever visited...
That's my favorite one. Have you ever visited the Chinatown section of a major city?
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Flea market? You ever visited a truck stop? Did you ever get a job as a waiter?
Have you noticed how many successful restaurants are theme-based these days?
Have you ever had the desire to write your initials in wet cement?
Have you ever used a glory hole?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's
good
stuff.
Gladiator films?
Have you ever seen Gladiator films? Hey, you ever thought about looking at child pornography? And then Chris Hansen shows up, and it's called Factor Predator. That's where they pose questions to people to see if they'll admit that they're pedophiles, and then it immediately becomes a new episode of Chris Hansen's To Catch a Predator. That's a good crossover mashup show, right?
Ever tried a roofie?
Have you ever drugged a woman to have forceful sex with her?
Well, it's not forceful when it's roofie.
But we shouldn't laugh at things like that, but no. Only when Jonathan Frank says it is where I find it humorous, okay, guys? So I have, we had a request from a listener who wanted us to review in entirety Seal's Kiss from a Rose video from the... one of the sexiest songs ever written for a Batman movie, Batman Forever.
I was almost thinking something along the same lines was my favorite pockmarked actors or musicians over the years. And I think my number one has to be Bryan Adams as my favorite pockmarked singer.
Okay. I can't really think of a lot more pockmarked...
Jürgen Prochnow from Das Boot.
That was going to be my next guess. You're right. That was it, Jeremy. You ripped it right from my... I'm trying to think. Dennis France. Does he have an album that I can listen to?
No, but I'm just... Jürgen Prochnow is not a singer, obviously.
Hey, it's me, Dennis France, and you're welcome into Cold as Ice, baby!
Where I sing all of Loverboy's greatest hits.
I mean, isn't that who what's-his-name Carl is? Yes. Is basically Dennis France.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Hey, what's going on, baby? It's me again!
Who put all this blood in my pool?
All right, so we're going to give this a go. We're doing this one for the fans. We're going to go ahead and start the Kiss from a Rose video and see as we go through. We're going to review it.
Is it pretty much obvious that he's singing this to another dude?
Oh, so it starts off
with the Batman version. Yes.
So this starts off with the Batmobile, the special Batmobile just for Batman Forever.
Didn't he do another one that wasn't Batman? Where he's like on a beach and she's like topless or something?
Seal?
Okay, I'm making this up.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
That's
fact or bullshit. Thank you.
Have you ever watched all of Seal's videos? All right. So it starts off with the new Batmobile, which actually looked like a giant shark fin on the back of it. It could climb walls. There's a lot of big advancements.
Is this the George Clooney one?
No, this is the Val Kilmer one. Oh, look. Oh, man. We're watching the Batmobile go all over the city.
This looks like a Smashing Pumpkins video.
You know, Smashing Pumpkins did do a song for Batman as well. This is what this episode is now.
All Batman videos.
We're going to review at least three Batman videos, and we're gonna rank them in order. We'll do the Smashing Pumpkins one, and we got to do the R. Kelly one.
Can we do the Party Man by Prince?
We could do Party Man. Okay, listen. All Batman music videos today. All right, ready? So here's Seal's Kiss by a Rose. Oh, he's right in front of the bat signal, looking all sexy.
So you see the bat signal with Seal's head up in the sky.
Ooh, there's Val Kilmer when he wasn't 300 pounds. He looked really good back in the 90s.
Not many people know that one of Seal's other jobs is making sure the bat signal is on.
Hey, Seal, hey, quit all your singing and yapping. Why don't you get that bat signal up and running again?
Well, now's a nice time for me to start singing when the bat signal's on.
Oh, yeah, Jim Carrey is the Riddler in this film.
He's doing, like, little shadow animals up in the sky with his hands.
By the way, they're not mentioning this. There's probably, you put the bat signal on, and there, it's for danger to call Batman. Yes. And in the meantime, Batman's just looking up, and it's just Seal's like imprint just singing in front of the giant bats. They don't show what's actually happening in this scene.
Usually, I would think that the city could find a better way of messaging Batman, like maybe calling him. Using a phone.
Yeah, I like that Batman is the most technologically advanced person, but if you need him, you better turn on a fucking giant spotlight.
You know, we've had this little spotlight up for like a couple hours now, and you haven't noticed the spotlight in the sky. Well, I live out in the outskirts. I live in the country, dude. You know, why don't you just call me? You know? I mean, or the worst is like Batman's already taking care of one crime, and he looks up in the sky while in the state. Oh, fuck. I got another fucking crime somewhere. I'm already taking care of this one. I got to tie the guy up and hang him in some alley or something and wait for this piece of trash to get taken care of.
Actually, guys, we're starting a new promotion at the Quality Time podcast. So we're actually getting off of like a traditional method of delivering you the podcast. Now, what you have to do to continue listening is every listener for the low price of $600. We will send you a giant Quality Time symbol that you have to mount to the ceiling. Installation's not included. And then every time you put the signal on, we send you the episode this week. It gets beamed right to your house through the because it's also a satellite as well as just a giant light.
Satellite.
So it's a satellite and a light that will beam you the Quality Time podcast.
And when we say satellite, we mean it's a big pasty symbol. With a track phone glued on the inside, which sends you the actual podcast.
It's pretty easy. All you have to do to activate it after the installation's done is we have the handy-dandy interior phone thing. It has six buttons. You have to put in the right six-digit code for this episode, okay, which we'll send out in the mail to you. So you got to look in the mail.
The code every week will be #12345. So
use the cooling gel to keep your fingers nice and loose. Sometimes it heats up a little bit.
You might want to listen to it and eat an apple.
So
why is this zoom in on Batman's face just highlighting his lips?
I don't know. We paused it at just a part where it just shows Val Kilmer's lips.
It's like a bad Batman blackface.
Stranger, it feels. This is Batman. Now he's swinging around from a chopper. God, this is the sexiest song for a Batman movie right here.
I just want this video to end where he lands on the roof and him and Seal just kiss the hell out of each other.
Uh-oh, so. Now we're seeing the Batmobile vertically...
Burning homes up as he goes up a building. Yeah, so.
He literally just destroyed a tenement house by driving up a wall.
Windows are destroyed and fires instantly put into people's homes.
Now we're seeing the lovely Val Kilmer and Nicole Kidman next to each other. Ooh, dancing with Jim Carrey.
Is this pre or after Eyes Wide Shut?
I'd say this is pre.
Rolla Disco.
And here's Batman taking down the Riddler's gang to this very sexy music. All right, a little makeout sesh between the two. Oh, okay, so I remember this part. This one had the, he throws his special batarang. He has this special batarang now that is, it like flips out, and when he throws it, it can also like move, it's radio controlled, so wherever he wants to make it go, it goes.
It's the bat drone.
Yeah. Also, another Quality Time promotion. Write this down. We're selling Quality Time and boomerangs now, and the only way... Everyone you get gets a free download for The Only New Way. It's actually a voucher so you can get your future episodes signal.
By the way, every dollar that we earn goes straight into the movie Baby Eater.
Yes, Baby Eater, which we probably should have talked about more, but now we're already in this Kiss from a Rose video.
What is he doing?
This is the first debut of Robin in this movie, which is supposed to be a sequel to Batman Returns, right? But not really, because there was a new Batman and the world was nothing like it was. Really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Snap!
I just I just want a seal on this rooftop with all that wind blowing at him to have like the sharpest nipples of any man ever in a video. I peed myself. Robin,
That does look this. Okay, guys, at the I think it's the 2:30, 28-second mark of the video you watch on YouTube. There is a picture of the actor who I can't remember his name, but
Ben Chapman.
Yeah. It's not Ben Chapman, that I do know, but the guy who plays Robin in the film. I used to know this actor's name off the top of my fucking head.
Isn't he like Captain America now?
God, no, he's not. It's not Chris Evans. He's done almost nothing since this, but he does look like he peed his pants at this point.
This is obviously one of those scenes in Batman with the incredibly slow dipping mechanism that they could get out of as long as they have enough time.
Yeah, there's a lot of... they haven't shown Tommy Lee Jones yet in this video yet, but Tommy Lee Jones plays Two-Face in the in Batman Forever. Which apparently, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but the... Tommy Lee Jones apparently fucking hates Jim Carrey. Did you know that?
Yes.
Like, he really... He apparently came up to him at dinner one night and was just like... He was just like, I don't like you. He was like, well, what do you mean, Tommy? And he was just like, I don't approve of your antics. Oh, we finally
Tommy Lee Jones is very, very country. Probably the most country actor there is next to Johnny Cash.
Ah, great. I got to star in another movie with the guy who talks with his asshole. Okay. Guess back in my day, that's what movie making is these days.
You know, for certain people, I bet you the greatest hell in the world is to be in a room locked with Jim Carrey and David Lee Roth, you know? It's just like, please, just calm the fuck down, you weirdos.
Why are they so turned up right now? Gosh.
It's like they did a kilo of coke between the two of them, so...
Is it Chris O'Donnell?
Chris Kattan.
Is Chris O'Donnell, is that who Robin is?
I think so, yeah.
It's not Chris O'Donnell. I think it is Chris O'Donnell.
Who's the new Robin?
Now I have to look it up.
Who's the new Robin from the new Christian Bale ones?
There isn't a Robin in there, but it's inferred.
He is the Robin.
Are you done? It's inferred that it's him.
He's going to be
Robin, but there's technically no Robin. There won't be a sequel,
of course.
Batman Forever.
He's obviously the kid from Third Rock from the Sun.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. He's in Inception. He's in all of Christopher Nolan's movies.
My favorite movie, Hesher.
It is Chris O'Donnell. Yes, I was right. Yeah. Fucking right.
I said Chris Evans.
I did it, guys. I did it from memory, and then I confirmed with the internet because that's how I roll. Okay, Jeremy. So you got Seal's Kiss from a Rose in your memory banks now. Have you got that?
Hell yeah!
All right. So Prince. So we're gonna do Party Man next. Should we do Party Man?
Yes, with the best Joker dance sequence of any video ever.
I mean, this is probably the strongest both song and artist and everything right here.
Not really. I mean, The Seal was a pretty damn good song.
I mean, I don't hate Seal's Kiss from a Rose, and it is a regular when I do karaoke to request that song. Not a lie. I fucking love it. So already, listen, I paused it at the 6-second mark of this video, and they're already coming out in full. There's a full dance troupe of Jokers that are coming out right off the bat.
I remember seeing Siskel and Ebert upset that they actually used...
All hail to the new king!
What the hell?
Party man!
We're going to see a Phantom of the Opera tonight?
Oh, and here comes Prince.
Purple Rain, wearing purple.
Half painted as the Joker.
Oh, shit. He's got the look.
Dude, I would watch a Batman where Prince was the Joker the entire time.
I hate to say it, kind of bothers me that Prince used the same exact drum machine through the entire 80s. Not that it isn't his signature sound, but he could have gotten a much better drum machine.
I don't think I've ever watched this music video before.
A lot of dancing.
I mean, this is a very, very late 80s music video right here. It doesn't...
It was like one of his last real, dancing party songs until he did, like, depressing R&B songs.
Yes, thing you've ever seen. And this whole party is just everyone's wearing a Phantom of the Opera mask. Or has half their face painted white, like the band.
Where's the rest of the Revolution? He's got a different band. Where's Wendy and Lisa?
First of all, it's worth noting... God, first of all, there's a lot of bizarre shit. There's a giant fish tank, and instead of fish, there's just a woman, like, violently dog paddling while there's a party of people just watching her drown.
I'm pretty sure that's Morris Day on the piano as well.
All right, he's pouring a little bit of special liquid into the fish tank.
Which is actually acid!
Boom, boom, boom. So did he just... I don't understand. So now there's people... All right, look. We need to stop this. Sorry. So he pours some liquid into this giant fish tank that has, like, two holes big enough for a person to fit into. And the lady came up and almost was, like, drinking it like she was a fish at feeding time. And then now everybody's going in with their champagne glasses and ladling it out of the fish tank.
He has literally turned water into champagne.
Dude, is he that lit right here?
He is the 90s Jesus.
This is a great video.
Which,
so
by the
far.
Way, it's actually fentanyl.
Oh my gosh. There's more Joker people coming in.
Ew. What's this ugly girl coming up and kissing me?
I'll tell you what, this Prince had some moves. Let me tell you.
Prince worked the androgyny, probably him and David Bowie more than any other performers.
Alright, people still... Alright, now I think he was just getting a blowy underneath the...
He's so drunk he has to lay on the floor while playing the piano!
Yes, he's hammered playing underneath the piano, just reaching up and then... getting felt up by a nice, very, very beautiful 90s woman.
You know, unlike Jimi Hendrix, who played his guitar behind his head or on the ground, It's like, what's the weirdest way you can play the piano?
And now everybody's dead. So everybody's dead at the end
and
of the video?
Died.
So he poisoned everybody in the video.
They died of fentanyl. Uh-oh, bring on LeVar Burton, who tries to put everybody away. Sorry, that's the other video.
This part. Ain't over? Is that what it says? I can't get rid of these fucking things in here.
Yeah. There is another dance sequence, I'm pretty sure, through the rest of this.
No, that's the end of the video.
There isn't, like, another one?
That was it, man.
I know there's another one where there's more dance sequence.
So wait a minute. He fucking Jim Joneses everybody? And the whole video is just for him to Jim Jones this entire event.
He's the modern day Jesus, you know?
I got to be honest with you. This is a strong contender for the best Batman video so far.
We'll just keep on praying while y'all guys are dying. Because we're all going to our strange spaceship comet up in space. So.
Do you ever think, like... Like, to be as weird as Prince is and was as a person, but at the same time so fucking powerful, where he just went in and probably told him, you're like, "Nah, what we're gonna do is we're gonna have this like set or whatever, and there's gonna be a girl in a fish tank that I feed poison." And then after she drinks the poison, then everybody's gonna start ladling out the poison out of the thing, and then everybody's gonna drink it too. And then what happens, Prince? Then everybody's dead.
And then the police come up to lock me, and I laugh at them and walk away. I'm going to have this other video where there's lots of little boys around there, and I'm touching them, I'm having a good time. And then the cops come in,
listen,
and I walk away, and the little boys are dead.
He is not Michael Jackson, okay?
I know.
Listen, Prince made it out without a sexual scandal, okay, guys? right? Like, exactly. He didn't have one. He wasn't a monster.
Because there was nobody that never had consensual sex with Prince, even if they were asleep. So
did he? I mean, are you just making this up? Was there bad things that I don't know about?
No, there's nothing I knew about Prince. I mean, but, you know, I think he played off his sexuality just for the money's sake.
Okay.
You know, it's not like he's singing songs about I'm bad, you know, lock me up, I love children, you know. So
all right.
Speaking like a little child, you know. Have some Jesus juice.
All right. Are you ready for the your next Batman video?
Oh, gosh.
Ready?
Please,
we got
tell me
two
this
more
is
to go.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh yeah, there's a Smashing Pumpkins one.
Gosh.
You bet your sweet ass there is.
Oh, this has got to be horrible.
The end is the beginning.
Oh,
is
gosh.
The end. Listen, you requested this pretty much.
I requested a good video.
Jeremy, I never said they would be good.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I just
with
said
Mr.
they would be a video.
Freeze.
This is from Batman and Robin, which is honestly, I like Batman and Robin better than Batman Forever because it's so ridiculous. At least at times, I'm entertained.
Can I quote my favorite rapper Eminem, who says he's a 36-year-old bald fag? Thank you.
No, that's what he calls Moby. So
Moby.
This isn't even
totally different than Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins. You're right,
dude. I like Billy.
You're so right.
I like Billy Corgan better than I like all the other things he does that aren't music. Does that make sense? I like all the other things he does.
I like my favorite song is Today's the Greatest because it's a song about him committing suicide. So
here's the Smashing Pumpkins video.
Oh, right in his eyeball. Oh my gosh. And they are playing the most goth instruments ever.
Yeah.
Or should I say steampunk?
Oh, I forgot. This is the one that the Batman had surfboards at one time. they sky surfed. I will say that the guitar player for Smashing Pumpkins, though, he's fucking good because he hooked up with Brad Maynard Keys to form the Perfect Circle, which is, I think, actually a really good band. And he does all the guitar work.
I never realized how Smashing Pumpkins is like the rainbow coalition of bands. You not only have an Asian guitarist, but also a female bass player.
Yeah. They're one like Latin American person away from being able to summon Captain Planet, right?
White power. I mean, whoa, not the white character.
Not,
no.
You're thinking of the Power Rangers, and not
totally
Captain,
different.
Not Captain Planet.
Captain Planet. He doesn't have white character in there.
Yeah,
so.
Captain Planet is completely different. But you're trying to make the joke about the white Power Ranger.
Don Quixote is my favorite
gotcha.
Captain Planet. So.
Don Cheadle. God, Jeremy.
Quixote.
You're driving Joe Robinson insane. So,
I earned my hatred.
Oh, I have a whole bunch of Joe Robinson corrections too. Damn, I didn't even get to it.
No,
you know,
it's
a free form episode. It's a free form episode.
Late.
God, this video is like a fever dream to watch. It's just them floating around in space with images everywhere.
Just the way he sings, he makes Elton John look manly.
Oh gosh. I will say, you want to know the greatest thing that Billy Corgan did is write all of the best Hole songs that are actually good. So, there you go.
Hole songs.
Yeah, all of Courtney Love's like best
really?
Songs are written by Billy Corgan.
Wow.
Pretty much every single one that if you can name it, Billy Corgan is the one who helped make that a thing.
So Pound of Flesh is actually Billy Corgan.
Yeah.
And how do we know it wasn't, what's his name from Nirvana? Oh, that's right, he died so long ago.
Because we know the songs that he does. and they're like, okay. And not really rock. God, I don't know if I can even finish this video.
Where are you going to get a case for that guitar?
He has this guitar. Let's look at this guitar real quick here.
You're just going to have to throw a blanket over it and carry it.
This guitar looks like if steampunk... It looks like if the movie The Wild Wild West made a guitar, right? Like
it turns into a spider
it crawls. It has so much extra shit. It looks like it has a giant dildo that hangs off of one of the ends right here. Like, it's also a... Or is that a theremin? So you can do a theremin solo?
That's the special holder when you just carry it around like it's a suitcase.
It legit looks like it could travel time. Like, if you needed it to also take you to a different place.
And it's powered by steam.
Dude, that's a good idea.
Steam is the secret to power to time travel.
Dude, we need time guitar. That's what it is. Where you play tasty riffs to take you through time and space.
Where are we going to go today? I don't know. Break out the time guitar.
By the way, how's this drummer working the kick drum? There's a kick, right? But his feet are suspended in anti-gravity air. I mean, Jeremy, if I had that guitar, I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't hate having it at all.
You need a tetanus shot to even play it.
Oh, man, this is... By the way, there's only 7 more minutes of this song left.
You gotta be kidding me.
I mean, I think we've had enough. I think we've gotten the gist of it. I think we've gotten the gist.
I've had my daily dose of Corrigan.
I think we've had our gist.
Step closer, Corrigan.
Wow. I mean,
isn't Corrigan also the guy from Highlander?
The Kerrigan is what you're talking about. The Nancy Kerrigan.
Billy Kerrigan. That can be only one.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Nancy Kerrigan. I am the Kerrigan mixed with Nancy Kerrigan.
Tonight from the MTV Awards, we have Billy Corrigan and the Kerrigan from Highlander to introduce Best Sound Direction. Oh, yes.
All right, Jeremy, are you
ready?
That's
right, I am the Kerrigan. And I'm Billy Corrigan. I like to cry.
Are you ready for our final video?
Please tell me this is garbage.
Well, Jeremy, this is probably the best song that I've come up with.
Oh, wait a second. No. I got it. Kiss Me, Kill Me, Rape Me, Fill Me by U2.
Oh, that's another one.
That's probably the top three.
Those are the top...
Top three.
Well, I want to put this one in the
running.
And
I actually like that song, even though I really hate U2.
I don't like that song, but I will... I'll tell you a song...
It's one of the few U2 songs I actually like.
Here. Got them city for the
ghetto. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, this is it.
Another Batman song.
By R. Kelly.
Gosh, I wish I knew what that patch was. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you're not ready for this, Jeremy.
Get the hell out of
here. Are you familiar with... Looking over the skyline of the city. Just let it play out. Let it play out.
Oh my gosh. Next door to happiness lives sorrow. And signals of solution in the sky. A city of justice. A city of love. A city of peace. For every one of us. We all need it. Can't live without it. Gotham City. Please tell me that he's arm in arm with Batman as they sing this jingle together.
This is R. Kelly singing a wonderful song about Gotham City. Which is, by the way, just filmed like a reg... It's almost like I Believe I Can Fly, but just now that the words are Gotham City.
Can I tell you my favorite fantasy of this video? Is this the Joker will put the pencil on the table and he makes R. Kelly's pencil go into his face and makes it disappear.
Yes, because he's a sex-slaving monster.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
By the way, there is, if you want to see an ominous shot, a minute 35 into the video, there's a picture of R. Kelly's bed that looks like it's the size of an Olympic pool. And it just, with the allegations what they are, this is...
a lot of young girls
this
on
looks
that bed.
Fucking uncomfortable. It also shows him riding around in a cowboy hat on a chopper through the streets of what's supposed to be Gotham City, but is probably actually downtown LA. I mean, R. Kelly's get up. First of all, he's riding a chopper that has like, it's like cow colored. He's got a cow pattern hat on, riding through a wet city. He looks like, you know when you have like a shooting game that you want to pick, and you're like, I'm going to pick, what can I do to make my character look the most obnoxious? I was like, oh, I'm going to wear this fucking cowboy hat, and I'm going to have a cow bike, and then a skin-tight shirt.
If I may quote Miss Hancock from the film Scarface, it looked like somebody died in it.
Oh, look, they just got it playing at the Staples Center, and there's a whole bunch of... Batman.
I've been a bike commuter for like a quarter of my life.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing I hate more than those fucking handlebars that are on bikes. Like, you're gonna have your hands up like so fucking far up, it you can't even fucking see when you're driving.
Oh, yeah, the monkey bars? Angle.
Yeah, I hate those.
You hate them?
I hate them.
If I get a bike, that's the kind I want, though. Should
Why?
I ride it first?
Why?
I think it looks cool. It looks badass.
I don't understand why that looks cool. To me, it's completely ridiculous.
I like to reach up like this. I like to show off the guns.
Okay, so you're showing off your guns.
Yeah, I'm showing off.
There's nothing to do with comfortability of riding.
No, there's no functionality other than it just looking cool.
To me,
right?
it's like driving a car with the steering wheel on the outside of the fucking car. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. Until you just explain it, you're showing off your guns. Okay, great.
Sometimes you
guys. Why don't you do it when you're not on a bike?
Maybe that's where I got to do it. Like the movie Easy Rider, Jeremy, he rides in an Easy Rider. Maybe I want to look like Dennis Hopper. Maybe that's what I want to do.
I think it was, what's his name?
Was it the other guy?
I think it was the Fonda guy.
It was the Fonz?
Yeah.
Peter Fonza. Peter Fonza.
Because Hopper rode the rape bike, so that feeds you nitrogen while you're driving it. So.
By the way, this is, I don't know if you guys can hear this part, but I'm going to turn it up. There's like a 100-part choir that has joined in to join R. Kelly singing Gotham City.
When did Gotham City become Las Vegas?
I don't know, but I love it. City of peace. Oh, yeah, it's definitely Las Vegas there.
And I want to pee on all of you.
That's probably my favorite scene from any R&B thing is the R&B, I'm so into the music, I can't stop spinning around. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where they just like, their heads down, they're like, I can't stop spinning. I'm so happy with this.
I just realized why R. Kelly hasn't joined GWAR so he can legitimately pee on audiences as much as he could.
Yeah, that would be a good move for the R.
Hell yeah. Let's call it Blothar now.
Okay, well...
That was horrible.
That was Gotham City by R. Kelly right there.
Kelly.
Okay.
Even without seeing the documentary, is about what a scumbag he is.
All right. So our last entry in here.
At least there's another song.
Oh, this video actually looks badass too. Okay.
Hells yeah.
All right. I've never even watched this video, Jeremy.
I've never seen it.
My aversion to U2 is so strong that I don't think I've always had.
It's a great song, and a video is actually kind of cool.
All right. This kind of looks badass. But listen, there's things that I don't like bands and songs I don't like. That I still really enjoy. Like, I don't really like Pearl Jam, for instance.
Right.
But have you ever seen the song Evolution, Baby? The video for that?
No.
It is a fucking 10 out
by
of 10.
Who?
By Pearl Jam. He's like, it's Evolution, baby! No. Well, it's completely animated.
Oh, is that the new one?
No, it's got to be 20 years old now. But
okay.
It's completely, it's animated by Todd McFarlane. And it's fucking really cool video to watch.
Is that like Californication with it going through the video game and whatnot?
I don't remember how it starts off.
Literally,
I think it
looks
just
like a PS2 game.
No, it doesn't look PS2. It looks like the HBO version of
Spawn.
I know what
McFarlane looks like, son.
Do you know the HBO version of Spawn? Like the
I never watched it, but I take your word for it.
Okay. No, here
it's
we
McFarlane.
Go.
McFarlane.
Yeah, baby. Yes, it was from Batman. It was from Batman Forever. So.
Forever.
All right. Here we go. So it's completely animated, which is pretty badass. We got like a weird Joker who's not in Batman Forever.
Bono as the Joker.
It almost looks like kind of like the fucking movie Heavy Metal, which is pretty badass. You're right, this isn't a bad video so far. It's kind of metal. Ooh, we got the Joker. Ooh, look at me. I'm Jim Carrey. Ooh.
Hey, we're in the band, but we're cartoons.
Still not as good as the Gorillaz.
No, it's not Gorillaz quality, but this is, I mean, it's so captivating, I don't even want to talk during it. I'm actually just enjoying watching it. Oh, I just, oh, we saw Bono for real for a second there. Did you see that? Ooh. You know what it reminds me of a lot? Jeremy, do you remember the game Comic Zone for Sega? There was a game called Comics Zone. It was very much...
Was that something to do with Battletoads?
It came out like a little bit after Battletoads, but it was a game where you actually kind of made your way through a comic book, and you would swing into each frame after you'd beat it and stuff.
I barely remember what you're talking about, yes.
It reminds me of that.
Hey, they're trying to run us down.
Slow.
Was that Sylvester Stallone?
Bono did look like Sly Stallone right there. That's pretty strong.
He tries to kill off the rest of his band for his solo career.
I have a sequencer now. I don't need a band.
Right, I feel like they're reusing a lot of the animations again.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, hey. Here's some new stuff. Okay, all right, we're back
Same
in.
Same exact stuff.
Yeah. Does this video just not exist anymore, is and it, this is all they have of it now?
They played it backwards. Looks exactly the same.
Sure does look exactly the same.
Maybe they could only get away with so much of it. Oh, no, now we're back to real-life footage.
Yeah, this is, I think it's hard to find, this video. Maybe it's maybe they had it stricken from the record, do you think? Do you think YouTube fucking hates this song so much?
Well, you know, it's copyright, and if you don't have it from the official, they can't really get away with it so long.
Yeah, but that just means that they would have their own fucking shit, right? All right, well, I guess that's it for the show. I think that's it for this week, guys. Get free,
Roman. I prefer if Joe just does make more stuff up about Baby Eater, because it makes it more compelling.
I mean, he's probably arguably responsible for our first $40 that have been
right
in there. So big shout outs to Joe Robinson for helping Baby Eater get off the ground. The second Saturday shit show is free every second Saturday of the month at the Auto Bar. That's hosted by former guests Kimberly Callahan and Michael Quinlan. Check that shit out. Hey, we got a big show coming up next month in August. Wendy Townsend coming to Ellicott City. I believe it's on the 14th. It's the third Thursday. So check that shit out. All things Eric Comedy at ericcomedy.com. Jeremy, take us out.
And if the elevator tries to break you down, don't take fentanyl.